Truth News Network. It's time for Real News.
Without the spin.
The only place you'll find it is at TNN.
The Truth News Network.
Here's your political ringmaster,
your host,
Dan Newman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Conversation at truthnewsnet.org. I'm Dan Newman. Nancy Pelosi, did you know that she is smarter than most think? Wait a minute. Have I lost my ever-loving mind? Most people feel that House Speaker Pelosi is the poster child for the term, duh. She has certainly embarrassed herself and her party on numerous occasions, making some of the most absurd statements ever heard in Washington, D.C. I could give example after example of her doing so. There are a bunch of them. Most conservatives, especially the experts in media labeled as conservative, have watched as Pelosi and her Senate Democrat partner Chuck Schumer have so far turned a deaf ear to the far-left agenda being bandied about by the new left in their party. Each of those who have declared for the presidential nomination for the Democrat Party seem to have bowed to the altar of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to get a list of the acceptable policy talking points to use to begin their campaigns for 2020. AOC seems to hold the permission slips for policy positions for the Democrat Party right now. So what the heck is going on? One would think that with the power held by the very powerful House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, remember, she's been around for decades, she knows everybody and everybody knows her, and then add in Chuck Schumer on the other side of the Capitol, the minority leader in the Senate. You would think that those two would be the ones that were telling everyone what to do and how to do it. That's the normal procedure. Nancy, of course, is the most powerful person in the House of Representatives and pretty much, most think, in Congress. So what is going on? Well, let's take a look for the next few minutes at the leftist landscape for 2020. And it begins with Medicare for All. This cry is being parroted by everyone on the Democrat extreme left who is running for president. But that cry is not new. Don't think it is. Remember, Hillary put Medicare for All or single-payer insurance in her husband's first White House term way back in the 90s. It was shot down then, primarily because her plan, as she described it to the nation, was really difficult to understand. But what Americans did understand was the actual cost to the country and the damage such a plan would do to the economic health of the United States and to U.S. taxpayers. Little in Hillary's plan has changed in today's version, except for the addition of three zeros. Think about that. The price for Hillary care back in the 90s was in the billions. The price tag for the current Medicare for All adds at least three zeros and four by some estimates. We left the range of billions and we're now in the trillions. If one could get past the cost of a plan like this, it is impossible to ignore the inevitable changes such a program would make to the actual U.S. healthcare system, the best in the world. Medical professionals in the tens of thousands would head for the door if Medicare for All was ever implemented. Why? Simply follow the money. Here's Medicare cost in dollars paid to healthcare providers of all types in fiscal year 2017. Now get your brain around these numbers. $709,386,000,000. That's 709 plus billion dollars paid in 2017 by the U.S. government now for healthcare providers. 122 plus billion Medicare premiums paid into Medicare by Medicare recipients. $587,055,000,000. That's the net cost of Medicare to the federal government in fiscal year 2017. That's the gross charges that were paid to providers minus the amount of premiums for Medicare that were paid in by Medicare recipients. Now, how does that compare with Medicare for All? Think about it. I'll repeat that number. $587,055,000,000 net. That's the cost of Medicare to the federal government in fiscal year 2017. Just so you can get a grip on this, here are the numbers, the conservative numbers provided by several bipartisan groups that set the 10-year cost of Medicare for All at $70+ trillion. More than $7 trillion a year, from $587 billion a year cost to the federal government to $7 plus trillion a year. Just one little thing here that may help you get a grip on the viability of such a health program. The total U.S. government revenue for 2019, that's the year we're in right now, is anticipated to be $3.422 trillion. If the projected cost of Medicare for All holds true, and we're pretty sure they are, let's face it, whenever they project cost in anything government related, it's always more. But let's just say it sticks around the $70 trillion over a 10-year period mark. The 10-year estimate would gobble up the entire U.S. government gross income and still be in that 10-year period about $40 trillion short. Let's move right along. Free college tuition and the cancellation of current school debt. The total four-year cost for Title IV college tuition for the U.S., including four-year colleges plus two-year colleges for fiscal year 2012. Follow this number with me. $308,896,040,000. That's a little over $308 billion. Estimates are an annual cost increase of about 6 to 9%. Current Democrat-declared presidential candidates each call for a program like that. It's just $300-plus billion. You may remember Bernie Sanders in his 2016 campaign called for free college tuition, as did Senator Elizabeth Warren, plus the cancellation of all secondary education student school debt. How much would that be? $1.606 trillion. Now that, it's easy to say, yeah, let's just cancel that debt out. Well, who's owed that $1.6 trillion? All those school loans are backed by you and me, American taxpayers. One state has already taken steps towards free tuition at the state level. New York just passed a bill that offers illegal immigrants free secondary education. That's right, you heard me say that. Illegal immigrants. New York is offering illegal immigrants free secondary education. New York, of course, assumes that other states and the federal government will follow suit. In the New York plan, middle-class New York families who struggle by with just about $40,000 in annual family income are not eligible even for tuition assistance of any sort for their children. But people who are in the U.S. illegally but live in New York for as little as just 3 days are eligible for this free tuition program. By the way, New York City's mayor, don't forget this, implemented a program for illegals who live in the Big Apple that gives them free health care at New York City taxpayer expense. It is estimated that this program encompasses approximately 300,000 illegal immigrants, 300,000 people in New York and in the United States illegally are going to get free health care provided. It's underway right now. This, while there are approximately 76,000 legal homeless people on the streets of New York with no health care at all. All of the declared Democrat presidential candidates are promoting taking care of both of these secondary education bills, government bailout of 100% of student loans, and free secondary education going forward. Just like Medicare for All, none have offered a serious plan for financing these. And of course, you know what that will be. Taxes, tax increases. The obvious solution they will all propose, details of it are coming in days, will center around only that, raising taxes. And we're not going to get into that today. We'll talk about that in coming days. We'll talk about the taxing options that are out there, the ones that they are each individually touting. And we'll paint the true picture that shows how each of their proposed plans directly impacts Americans, the U.S. economies, and pros and cons of each, if there are even any pros. Now let's get back to the speaker, Nancy's leadership positioning. Let's be honest, Nancy Pelosi is not stupid. Now she may be a bit vapid and incoherent from time to time. She may say some silly things that actually mean very little from time to time, like, how can we forget this? We must pass the Obamacare plan so we can find out what's in the plan. But know for certain, all her hens are in the hen house. She's not shooting from the hip. Think about it. She is known already as by far the best Democrat Party fundraiser of all time. She's not collaring ignorant donors to con them out of campaign dollars. She meets with and communicates successfully with some of the biggest tycoons from America's biggest companies. And they donate millions to various Democrat Party entities. If Pelosi wasn't all there, as much as these industry titans may like her, the Democrat Party, and as much as they dislike Donald Trump and his followers, few would drop a million or so to a liberal PAC just because Pelosi came calling. Nancy has clout. It may come from the fact that she knows where many skeletons are buried in a bunch of folks' backyards, but she knows how to parlay that along with significant and credible arm twisting to raise those millions of dollars. So she certainly has something up her sleeve to allow the likes of Senators Kamala Harris, Kirsten Gillibrand, to so far, out from Democrat primaries, start declaring these far-left socialist programs on which their campaigns are based. What could Nancy's reasoning be? Well, think about it. Pelosi also knows the national electorate pretty well. She, like most Democrats, missed in 2016 just how disgusted a large portion of the electorate's middle were with Democrat Party rhetoric, and that Dems offered up Hillary Clinton as pretty much their only choice. Remember that? A lot of Democrats didn't like that. Enough of those in the middle jumped ship and elected the most radical president in recent memory, Donald Trump. She and other Democrat leaders made a mistake, at least to their parties. She's not going to do that again. She is letting Harris and Gillibrand and Warren, Elizabeth Warren, and whoever else declares in the next short period, get out in front of the waving of arms and promising socialistic ideas to everyone that if ever passed by Congress would break the federal government and all who live and work in the United States. And Pelosi knows this Congress, and any other for that matter, is likely to pass few, if any, of these preposterous measures. And with a Republican in the White House, even if they get passed by Congress, they're not going to be signed into law. And it's doubtful that a two-thirds majority in the Senate will be there to overturn this president's veto. Remember this too. Pelosi knows these are good far-left policy talking points, at least for right now. And Democrats need new and fresh ideas, any new and fresh ideas, to take voters' minds off of Trump's significant successes in his first 2 years. How else can one explain why no one on the left even mentions how successful any of the Trump economic programs have resulted in, seldom seen at all, and certainly not in recent history, benefits of many kinds for Americans? There is no other explanation. And Democrats certainly want to keep voters from even thinking about those good things happening and concentrating on all the evil in the Trump administration. Secondly, she knows the rising stars will only be around for a minute or two. That's right. Nancy is certain those who race to the front of the race for the 2020 Democrat Party nomination will fail, and fail miserably, long before substantial and more middle-of-the-road Democrat candidates get into the race. Let's face it, the U.S. economy cannot possibly provide money for just the two programs that Harris, Gillibrand, and Warren are already touting as things they certainly will implement if they're elected. Pelosi knows this. She doesn't have to say one thing right now. The bright stars who are shining today in the limelight by promising everyone a pot at the end of the rainbow are going to burn bright for only so long. Reality will set in before too long, and the not-so-new and shiny 2020 candidates will get into the race and pick up where these fly-by-night stars burn out. Then, Nancy Pelosi will engage in campaigning at high speed as only she can. By the way, a little bit quieter, but Schumer's doing the exact same thing. So let's round this up today. If President Trump and the Republican Party are confident of a 2020 victory just because of the wins by this administration so far, that's a big mistake. They are sadly mistaken. Democrats are smarter than their 2016 race showed, and they certainly have a strong and large field to pick from. If Hillary stays out of the race, remember, it's not set yet. She may come in. There will be a substantial cross-section of choices for Americans that include some really strong candidates. Additionally, the deep state is still out there with all their ammunition taking constant aim at Donald Trump. We don't know yet just how large the deep state base is, but we do know it is powerful and far-reaching and encompasses more than just the Democrat Party. Many of the establishment Republicans have been exposed as in the tank for anybody but Donald Trump. And don't forget, the mainstream media no longer even tries to disguise their undying hatred for Trump. Months ago, they took marching orders from whomever sends them out, and in unison showed their decision to simply abandon truth in reporting. They really have become the public dissemination of leftist propaganda through their reporting, and they don't care who knows about it. It's out there. I know President Trump feels confident that Robert Mueller has no evidence of any wrongdoing on his part that would in any way disqualify him to serve as president. But the president had better be careful. Remember that innuendo in this justice climate is believed by more people in the U.S. than ever just because some news source delivers it and says it's true. If CNN, MSNBC, The Huffington Report, New York Times, Washington Post, NBC, ABC, CBS, if any of them say it's so, well, it must be so. Have you noticed that Nancy is simply standing on the sidelines through all of this early political rhetoric from Democrats declaring their candidacy? I've not heard a thing in the news from her about any of this. She's too smart to pipe up now. Think about this, too. What if Hillary decides to run, as we mentioned a moment ago? There are key insiders from her 2016 organization who feel strongly that she will run. If so, how would that affect the campaign of the others? It certainly would put Pelosi in a bad spot. Why? She's going to be forced at some point to make a stand. And if it's Hillary in the race, she'll have to make that stand either for Hillary or against her running again. As powerful as Nancy is, I don't think she wants to take on the Clinton dynasty. There surely are skeletons in that closet, the Clinton closet. But I'm certain Pelosi has some skeletons of her own. And I guarantee that Bill and Hillary know where some, if not all, of Nancy's skeletons are buried. Don't ever think Nancy Pelosi is stupid. Hey, thanks for joining us today at truthnewsnet.org. Always love sharing our thoughts with you. Share yours with us, Dan at truthnewsnet.org. Or you can just comment down at the bottom of the homepage on our website. Thanks for joining us. Until we talk again, you have a great day. So long, everyone.
We don't tell you what to think, but we give you truth to think about. This is TNN, the Truth News Network. TruthNewsNet.org.